All right, grab your Bibles. I got 13 minutes, all right? All right? I got 13 minutes and three verses, okay? I think we can get it in. 1 Peter chapter 2. I may go a little over. I rarely do that, so y'all can appreciate it. Amen. Hey, listen, we are called to walk holy. That's what Peter has called us to do. We're called to walk differently as believers than the world around us. We once were there, praise God, we're not in the darkness, we're in the light. We once hadn't received mercy. We have received mercy, and we should live differently. And one of the ways that we demonstrate that is the way we love, the way we demonstrate that our souls have been changed. And so here in this section, the reason that we're changed and the new birth experience happens is because of two things, the Word of God and the Spirit of God. And our life was devoid of those two things before we were saved. The Spirit didn't dwell within us. We weren't sealed by Him. But we probably weren't listening and obeying the Word either. And so Peter's going to help us to realize that something has changed in us. Something's been internalized within us. And because of that now, we obey the truth. We live. We're growing in that obedience. And that's critical for this community he was writing to. They were strangers. They were pilgrims in their day. They were living differently from those around them. And by the way, that's us too. It should be us, okay? So he says this in verse 22. Because you have purified your souls. How did we purify our souls? Well, in obeying the truth through the Spirit. Now, that's how we were changed. The new birth experience, the Spirit of God takes the truth of the Word of God and applies it to our hearts, and we're born again. Why do I need that truth? Because we believed the lies. We didn't believe the truth. We were under the influence of the father of lies, right? The spirit of darkness that's in the air. But the Spirit takes the Word. That's why, by the way, those people that we prayed for salvation, one of the best things you can do if you're witnessing to them, it's not your word and my word, it's God's word they need to hear. So sometimes the best thing you can do is just ask them, what do you think about this verse? I'm just wondering, what do you think about this verse? Give the Spirit something to work with, amen? Hey, what do you think about, what do you think this verse means? I'm trying to figure this one out. Well, you go to church. Well, yeah, but I want to know what you think about it, right? That's something you can say to them. Ask them. Since we, the people of God, we have purified our souls in our obeying the truth. See, when we obey the truth through the Spirit, as we learned in the verses leading before this, what happened is we were washed in the blood when that happened. And that blood cleansed us, the blood of Christ purified us. It made us acceptable to the Father. Praise God for that tonight. Since we've done that, in sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. We've been purified. We've purified our souls. Well, now let's love one another with a pure heart. In fact, it's fascinating here. He uses both terms for love. He uses the first word, Philadelphia, you know, the love of the brethren, brotherly love, right? He uses that in sincere love of the brethren, love one another. Then he says agape one another. And those are distinct ideas of love. Brotherly love is a kindred spirit. It's that family love that we love one another. But agape love, that's the unique kind of love, right? That's the love that's demonstrated in sacrifice. And as the brother, as the family of faith, and by the way, why would we be the family of faith? Well, do you remember what he said up there in verse 17? Hey, since you call on the Father, who without partiality judges, hey, we call on, we have a common Father, amen? We all call on Him. And as His children, we should display our love for Him and our love for one another by fervently. Now, the idea there is something that, you know, it just bubbles up and keeps coming out. Like lava, right? Now, it's not destructive like lava, though. Amen? It's not going to be like that. It's constructive. It's love that flows out of me. It just can't stop. By the way, you and I can't produce that. We need the Spirit of God in us to produce that. And that's really the love that we're to show to the world. Or, I'm sorry, to show one another. And what that does is that does show the world whose we are. It testifies that we belong to him. And so I should be searching. I mean, put a mirror before yourself. This is what I'm supposed to do. Since my soul has been purified, is that true? Well, how's my love? Do I fervently love the family of faith? Now that would radically be a witness for our church today in this community. That I will not allow anything in my life to cause me not to love you fervently. That I'll not allow that. I won't allow the devil to put that before me. I don't want that. You shouldn't want that either. I want to make certain that my words, my actions, all of my deeds, everything is demonstrating that fervency of love for one another. And that all comes from a pure heart. I'll tell you, if it's an impure heart, that'll hinder that love from taking place. Let sin, selfishness, get into that heart, get into my heart. And that will hinder that flow of love out of my soul, out of my heart, into the lives of others. This is the amazing picture. This is the economy of God. Do you realize that love flows from him into our lives by the Spirit of God? Praise the Lord. And then that love's to flow out of us into the lives of others. That they will see and know we belong to him. You see, it's possible because we've been born again. I'm not naturally inclined, right, to love those who maybe hurt me. I'm not naturally inclined to love those who are different than me. But in the family of faith, we've all been born again. In fact, what's fascinating here is we've been born again, notice this, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible. In other words, when we were born again, regenerated. How did that take place? Well, it's a mystery according to John chapter 3. So let's be careful and make sure we keep the mystery, right? We know these two things have to happen. The Spirit of God takes the Word of God and applies it to the heart of man or woman, right? So much so that we realize we need to do two things, repent and believe. We need to repent of our sin and put our faith and trust in Christ. And a new birth experience happens. Jesus says it's a mystery how it happens. So leave it there, all right? But no, it does happen. That you can see the effects of the wind. And you know the wind is blown. You can see the effect of the new birth. And the effect of the new birth is, well, if you say you've been loved by God and it's changed you, then you love. Now, if you don't have a loving spirit to the family of faith, something's wrong with your ticker. It hadn't been changed. That's just the truth. If you're harboring hate towards a brother or sister in Christ, then you need to really ask, am I born again? Because according to this, our life has changed. And we should be different. And there's no room for that. We've been born of incorruptible seed. That means, y'all, that word that comes into us, that word that is eternal, that word's incorruptible. And that word comes into us and changes us. Now, the seed is a picture here, you know, of seed that we see thrown out there. He's quoting from Isaiah, telling us about just how what the Word of God is like, the eternal Word of God. It's not like the seed that's sown out there and for the grass, for the flowers. We see them. The flesh is this grass. It's what our flesh is like. Unless that incorruptible seed gets planted in us, then our souls are changed and they're incorruptible. And that's what we want. That's the new birth experience. Now, all flesh, he says, is as grass. This is quoting Isaiah chapter 40, verse 6. And all the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. I mean, all the things that we think are really going to, man, they don't last forever. You stop and think of things that we really spend so much time and focus on, and for a moment, there's a little bit of glory here, but then it's gone. Like all those pretty little, you know, those wildflowers that shoot up, and they're pretty. Man, I was driving across 40 the other day, and look, and there's those sunflower seeds that have grown up And they're not all yellow and shiny. You know, that's the one thing. I love sunflower when they come up and they're looking up, glorifying God. And then, you know, in about 2 months, right, they're all brown and nasty. I was like, where'd that glory go? That's the picture. That's our flesh. Our 15 minutes of fame. Woo, smiling, look at me. It's corruptible. The word of God isn't it. When the word of God gets in you and me, praise God, then we're not. The grass withers, the grass withers, the flower falls away, but the word of the Lord, praise God, it endures forever. And when it gets inside of you and gets inside of me and the Spirit of God applies it to our heart, that's the joy we have. We, too, are going to be forever, endure forever. That's why he'll say over in chapter 1 early on, hey, listen, we've been begotten again, as it says in verse 3, to a living hope. I mean, every day you and I wake up, we've got living hope, y'all. Especially when we realize I got the living word in me and the living Spirit of God in me. Praise God. How does it come to us? This is the word of the truth that's been, the word of the gospel that's been preached to us. We've heard the truth. We've heard the good news. The good news told us there was bad news. We needed to be saved. The good news told us that unless we repent, there's no hope. There's just death. But thank God for the mercy that's changed us. And we should rejoice in that tonight. And my life and your life should display it. And the way we display it, that we really believe it, is that we walk the talk. We walk the talk. We can talk a lot about the Word of God. We can talk about what we believe the Word of God says. But am I fleshing it out? By loving one another. Peter says that's what we ought to do since our souls have been purified. Let's all look in the mirror of God's word tonight. Is that my life? Is that my testimony? Is that what others see around me, that I love the family of faith, that I sacrifice, loving sacrificially, fervently, the family of faith, that my life's been changed, it's born again, and it bears witness. Praise the Lord. That's our prayer tonight. Let's pray. Father, thank you first and foremost. We were in darkness and we were in death. But God, you came and brought us light and you brought us life. And so tonight, Father, our eyes look to you and pray. Lord, as we've heard your word tonight, let my life, Father, may we all pray, let my life demonstrate your love reached me. And it's evident by the way I love my brothers and sisters in Christ. God, let us have a bold witness and bold testimony to the community around us. Not just by the things we do, but by the way we love one another. Even when they see us doing the things we do for your glory. God, let there be a great witness. Lord, we've talked about ministry opportunities that are before us. Lord, to speak to the community, whether it's a fall festival, feeding farmers, Lord, feeding thousands, Lord, a missions breakfast. God, there's all types of ministries. There's a school. There's going up to Central School. There's Gordon Hospice House. There's school bags. Lord, all these ministries, let them see by the way we do ministry, by the way we gather in this house to worship, that we love one another because we've been loved by you, Father. And Jesus, thank you that your Spirit, Lord, takes this word and changes us. So keep doing that good work, we pray. And we'll give you all the glory and honor, Lord, when we see you. One day, Peter tells us, those clouds are going to roll back and you're coming. So help us to live with that expectation. Could be sooner than we think. Help us to keep looking to you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.